Hey y'all.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Untouched.
Welcome back.
It's Elle.
And Rivers.
Sorry. I can't even speak anymore. I feel so unnatural. Yeah. We missed a week last week. That was due to homework issues.
It's almost our DePaul's in trimesters, so we have 3 10-week quarters. So we are approaching our finals week. So leading up to that, we have a bunch of stuff due. So we're kind of swamped with school right now.
Yeah.
Which last week we didn't know we had like this. Our teacher was like gave us the longest thing ever, and we didn't know it was so long. And the day before, so we were like swamped. Yeah.
But we're Google certified now. So
yeah, on 3 different topics.
Yeah, she like weirdly made us get Google certifications. So we have those. If anyone needs help with Google ad display.
I don't know anything that we
look at. We were literally like voice memoing it into the phone. And one of these websites, hopefully we don't get expelled for this, but one website came in clutch. And
yeah, what if we got expelled? I'd be pissed.
Can you imagine? I would be pissed too. Okay. We have a short episode for you guys today. We're just going to address a thing, you know?
Okay, so it's been about a year since we started Untouched, a little bit over.
Yeah.
And
it was in the works for longer before.
Yeah,
that.
It was like a couple months for that. So yeah. We feel like this has been like a really long time coming. And I don't know, I guess recently we've just felt like disconnected from it. I guess probably because
like a burnout.
Yeah, we're like a little bit burnt out. I think we kind of thought we would start making money on it. I mean, we enjoy doing it, obviously, but it is like very time consuming, editing and mm-hmm. all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then we also have been getting a lot of negative reviews, negative emails, negative messages about it at a time when we weren't really getting, I think it was just like everyone was used to listening to it. So like for a while we'd get so many positive messages, and we still do get them, but I think it was kind of like they were getting overwhelmed by negative messages.
Yeah.
That we are we're kind of just confused. Like, does everyone just hate it?
Yeah. No. I mean, when you're already feeling a little burnt out on something and then someone is saying you need to change this, you need to change this. And granted, a lot of them like are constructive in ways, but when you're burnt out, it's hard to look at it as constructive criticism because you almost don't want to put in the work to change it, which is really hard. And a lot of the reviews are coming from people who think that we are doing the same topics over and over again. And we agree. We ask you guys like every week, what do you guys want to hear? And a lot of the times it is the same topics, and it's like positive mindset, which is a super popular one, and we've done that a few times, like how to build a healthy lifestyle.
And there are things we like to talk about, but we just think like, I don't know, it's just like, are we building on them? Are there other aspects of it you guys want to hear?
Yeah.
And then the other huge one is guys, obviously.
Yeah, so we've gotten reviews saying that we focus too much on that, but also we get really positive feedback from the people who genuinely do like the podcast, and those are the topics you guys want to hear. So we're happy to keep building on those topics and focus on those topics if that's what you really want to hear, and if we know that it's helping and we're not constantly repeating ourselves and other people are also thinking, oh God, like, could I hear this episode one more time, you know? And also, we were posting over the summer 2 times a week. So after posting all of that, we have like upwards of like 80 episodes, I think. I don't remember what the fuck we talked about. Like, no clue.
Even in 1 year, I feel like we've already changed so much. Like, mm-hmm. we just are evolving. And I think part of the reason you guys like to hear the thing about positive mindset and stuff is like, because that's something we actually do, and like we want to keep growing personally and within different aspects, like one of them being Untouched.
Mm-hmm.
So we might touch on something more than one time, but it's totally different. Like when we first had the podcast, we were like, don't ever bring up something to a guy, and now I'm like, blow up it, like ask him if he's ghosting. You know what I mean? Like, we change our opinions. And then another major thing that we've just received so many times lately is that we don't have any diversity, which I agree with. But you guys, we don't have any friends. Like, it's like, it's not like we're not trying to be diverse. We honestly don't really hang out with anyone, period. We have like maybe like three friends.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're not trying, but it's like, we don't, I don't, if you want to come on it and you want to give us a different perspective, like, please reach out to us.
We like would love that. We've looked for that in the past, and it's really hard to find someone who like wants to sit down and do a whole podcast episode.
Yeah.
And also it's hard to figure out the Zoom situation, because if that person doesn't have a setup for recording podcasts, it's hard for us to bring in the audio.
And we have tried, we've actually like fully recorded episodes before with people that have different perspectives, and they didn't resonate with us, not in the way that we didn't respect their diversity, but they were like super sexual or something. And it's like, that's not really how we present ourselves. And that's not really like, I don't, it just like, it was a great episode for us to listen to, but it wasn't something that we really wanted to like post on the internet forever for people.
It was just really raunchy, basically. Yeah. And there were really raunchy stories within it. So,
but like the whole like, episode, that's great, but it goes under our names forever. Like, it would be under like Ribbon Out.
Yeah.
So it's like anyone, like future employee, like, I don't know. It just gets complicated.
It does. And also I think in the beginning, when we first started this podcast, we were in the mindset of, let's share our entire lives, like nothing uncensored. Like, you guys know I had a fucking anal fissure. You know what I mean? Like, that is personal. And I think more and more we've realized like we have to keep some aspect of our lives private. And I've seen TikToks about this before. Like, why did I just have a TikTok go viral and didn't make me feel good? And it's because so many people get your energy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so many people know so much about you, especially if it's a TikTok. It's like, damn, I did not want that one to go viral, you know?
No, I agree.
I feel like it's the same thing, you know? And I love sharing stuff with you guys when maybe it won't make someone feel as alone, you know? And I'm down to share stuff like that. But as for like our sex lives, like, that's not the podcasters we're going to be anymore. And I feel like when we first started it, that's who we were, but not so much anymore. I guess
what we're getting at, and I don't even think we realized it, is that we want to take this in a different direction, and we don't even really know what that is yet. And I think we've been building on that for like a long time. Like, what, we had like three episodes in the beginning that we talked about sex. Like referenced it. It's just like not something I really want to talk about. And like, I'm happy to answer questions that you guys are feeling uncomfortable about, but like, I don't want like people like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we tried to record a whole episode on sex and we sounded so unnatural. We couldn't even put it out. Like, we were so fucking awkward because that's just not who we are. And like, why try to fit that category if it's not going to sound natural? So it's hard to find topics like, oh, this is something I really want to touch on. And I guess maybe it doesn't always have to be some grand episode, you know, and like it could be smaller things, and it doesn't always have to be super structured, because I know you guys love unstructured episodes. And but it's hard to find a balance between unstructured episodes where we would like give life updates and then also keeping our privacy. So it's just, we're asking you to be patient with us along the ride of finding the passion for it again and what we really want to do with the podcast.
And also, we've said this since the beginning, we really want you guys to be part of it, and we always do. And I guess that probably sounds contradictory. We're like, everyone's hating on us, but we really do. I know there's a lot of you that resonate so hard with it, and that's like what we've always wanted. And we want you to still be a part of it. Obviously, it just sucks when you're like burnt out or something, and someone's like, you suck, and you're like, okay, I know. So like, whatever.
It's like, if you're not feeling, if you hate a certain thing about yourself and then someone's like, oh my God, your hair looks terrible, and you hate your hair, it makes you feel way worse, you know? So,
but we do want you guys to reach out. We'll probably be posting on Instagram whenever this comes out, or tomorrow or next day, Wednesday, when it comes out, always. Where you guys can say like what you want to hear. And I feel like something I kind of have like a, now that I'm thinking about it, have like a conceptualized version of what I want to like, what I want it to be like, but I don't know how that would like work. Like, I want to be able to just talk and not need everything to be like whatever. And I wish that we could, because I love having guests. I wish that like you guys could just like come on for like, and we can do like 20 minute episodes and just have a guest on and kind of like ask Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that would be like really fun.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like maybe where we should go with it. But we would obviously need you guys to be part of that. I don't know. But if you have any ideas.
We're in like a major, like, I feel like we've, a lot of aspects of our life have changed a lot. So before we would have updates, even if it weren't super personal, like we went out and we saw this person. We don't really do that anymore, especially it being winter time. So it's just hard because then you get in your own head and it's like, do people even like this? And yeah. We really don't get hate like it sounds we do, like we do. Our reviews are shitty, but whatever. Okay, I have an update for you. Fucking Hinge just FaceTimed me.
He loves that. It's honestly sad.
But what was I saying? Oh, our updates. So we don't have updates like that really anymore. And a lot of people say, like, where should you go in Chicago? We're still figuring it all out, you know? And we're figuring ourselves out. So
yeah, I think that is like another major part of it. We're just like at such a time in our life where you grow so much. Like, honestly, when we started it, I would say like the person he was a year ago, I don't even recognize. And now I'm like, I feel like I've grown even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
To now I'm like the person I was a year ago, I don't even know. And it's like almost like I kind of resonate with some values I've had when I was younger and like new ones. You know what I mean? Like, you're just growing. And
yeah,
what, 2021, like we're still figuring ourselves out. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. It just feels like we're now, it's like, I don't really want to share everything about my life on the internet. And it's not that I don't, because like what else that I want you guys to, the reason we started this was so that someone would feel a little bit less alone, or we can talk about things, taboo things that are like not even taboo things. Like maybe just like whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we can just have conversations that you want to have with your friends or whatever that is. So we like want to still do that. But it's like also like, I don't need to tell you everything that happened with like whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out boundaries with oversharing and what makes us feel comfortable. And also I would say Riv is obviously in a relationship, so like I feel like that part of like there were a lot of updates then, but now it's just mm-hmm. like you're in a relationship, you know what I mean? There's yeah. not, and you're not going to overshare about a relationship.
And I feel like part of it too is like my boyfriend, it's very private. And I feel like that's taught me a lot about like what I think is private, because at first I was like, why is he so private? And like now I feel like I kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of parts of our relationship, I'm like, I don't really want to talk about that, just because like it's like once I share it with everyone, it's like it's not even special to us, even like cute things. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, he did that and it's so cute. But it's like I like knowing that. And like obviously yeah. I want to like tell you and like whatever, like something like that. But it's like I don't really feel like the need to share like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm so happy that so many people listen to our podcast, but it's hard to have 2,000 best friends where 2,000 people that know like, so much about us.
I want it to be like that, but I think less personally.
Yeah,
I don't know if that makes sense. It's like I want, because like we don't know any of these things about you guys. Mm-hmm. And I want it to be like best friends that we come to for advice
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And we can like talk about things, obviously. But like, I don't need to say like I got in a fight with my mom or something. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, those things I feel like are things that I want to figure out on my own
mm-hmm.
and not, or it might not like positive things too. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to figure out ourselves.
It basically. Also sucks. I went on a date this past weekend and he mentioned to me like, you better not put this on your podcast. And like hearing yeah. that sucks, like thinking, oh, I have to watch myself around this person because I know they have a podcast. And
I think for a while we burned a lot of bridges just because we were like, whatever, like fuck that, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And honestly, everyone deserves it. But like we don't need to like tear people down.
No.
And I don't think we really tore people down, but like, you know what I mean? Like I don't want people to think
we don't need to air their dirty laundry mm-hmm. either. And although it was anonymous, they know it's about them. And if I went and listened to a podcast and I knew that that was about me and we were saying like, oh my God, like that guy is a fucking piece of shit. And like, even if he was a piece of shit, it would suck hearing that and knowing all of these other people are hearing it, even though
yeah,
they don't know who you are.
We're just growing, which is good. Yeah. But we're just asking you guys to grow with us. So yeah. Whatever you guys want to hear, obviously we're open to it.
Yeah, and we really are, honestly. And there's not a ton of boundaries when it comes to topics, you know, and like we'll touch on pretty much everything. Thing is, like,
we'll talk about anything, but we don't need it to be personal.
Yeah. And we can add in, oh, I learned this one time. Yeah. Like I am 100% willing to add in personal stories when I think it will add to a topic. But yeah, I don't need a 20-minute update session where I tell you about the sex I had the night before and all of the gritty details. You know?
Also, guys, like, actually, I'm not even going to say that because we don't need to. Okay. So with that being said, we're really excited. I'm actually starting to get excited about where this is going to go. I think we just kind of needed to say that.
Yeah.
So that we're all on the same page, even though you guys were oblivious and we were just being freaks.
We're literally just freaks. Bottom line, we're fucking freaks.
Yeah. But we are excited to take this to a new place. And I think that's what it's all about. Because like, what are we all going to be 30 and like talking about like what happened last night? Like, no. Anyways, one update that we will share is we love Pilates. We're addicted.
Oh my God. Pilates is so much fun. If you guys are Chicago girls or guys, go to Body Rock. That's been our place recently. Shout out Janie.
Yeah, she's our fave.
And she does Taylor Swift Tuesdays.
I cannot wait to go to that. Like, I have this. Tomorrow is my last class at this time, and then next week I'm already booking it. Like, I am going to Taylor Swift Tuesday next week. So anyways, fun. Now we're gonna get into some questions.
I'll also say
Ask Rivenel
to you guys do share a lot with us. Like, there are some personal stories in our DMs, which I like to hear, you know, so it's not fair for us to not share anything at all, and then you guys are dumping because they feel like they can.
I think the thing that would really be nice would be like you guys share and we validate that by our own experiences. You know what I mean? But like, I don't feel like maybe we need to like bring it up randomly. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Unless it adds to a topic. Like, only share if it's adding to the episode and not just to fill a time void in an episode, you know? Because we would plan our episodes around there being updates. And we just recently stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Unless it's something major that plays into the topic.
We're just trying to find out. We're just learning. And you guys are learning with us.
You guys, we have Chipotle on our counter and I'm staring at it like no other. I'm so fucking hungry.
Now we're gonna do a couple questions, and we love Ask Nick, like Nick Vile, whatever his podcast.
Yeah.
I love that. So like, I would love doing that with you guys, even if you don't want to like call, because his are all anonymous.
Yeah.
And you can say your name if you want. You don't have to, whatever. So we could do call-ins. That would be really fun. Or
yeah, that would be so much fun.
We can just like read it. But I feel like call-ins are better because he like asks some questions,
like,
which I think is really fun.
Because sometimes in the write-ins, we're like, oh, we need a little more context. Yeah. And then we could answer this like super good. Because it is hard to answer a question if you don't have a ton of context.
Yeah, so if you guys would be interested, I would love doing that. Like, I would be really excited to do that.
Yeah,
so
same.
If you guys want to do that, it would be great. Okay. This is the first question. Hey guys, before anything, I just want to say I love your podcast. It's hilarious and useful. Keep up the good work. Thanks. We needed that. I just finished listening to the Situationship podcast and I really felt it. I'd like to share my story with you. In my case, I'm also dating my ex professor. He's 42 and I'm 19. Although it's a huge age gap, we understand and communicate pretty well with each other. It really is great because our thing didn't start with sex or something, just chatting. Also, what I understand, he doesn't behave that way he does with me when he talks to others. He's quite reserved, introverted with me. He's funny, interested in loving when we're together. He likes being close to me all the time. It's really sweet. Okay, so the thing is, in the beginning, we first kissed. I wanted to know what we were doing, so I asked him. Looking back, I admit, might have been a little too intense since it was only a kiss. Now, however, I think it's time to know what we are, but I don't even know what I want. The thing is, I really like him. I've never liked anyone before. I'm not a very emotional person, yet he got my attention. The issue is that I'm going to study abroad in 5 months, plus remember the gap. Well, he's 42. He's got a lot of work, a lot of responsibilities. I can already see myself involved in many activities and not much being able to be there for him as I am now while studying abroad. What's the problem then? Apart from that, to be honest, we're actually okay right now. I think we act like a couple, but we're definitely not one. When I say we act like a couple, I mean we kiss, hook up, text each other every day. say I like you to each other, have some arguments about silly things, but we always solve them. That's the thing, though. We don't say I love you yet, nor I've been to his house, nor has he asked me to be his girlfriend. At first, I found that very frustrating. Now I'm okay with it since it means I'm free to do whatever I want with other people. Yet I'm not like that. I'm not the kind of girl that talks with many people at the same time. I consider that to be a waste of time. And it keeps me thinking, maybe I'm wasting my time with him. I do like him. He likes me. But I'd like to know he's crazy about me the way he supposedly said he is. I'd like to know that he wants me as his girlfriend. No one knows about our thing. I'm okay with it, actually. But it would be nice, you know, going out more often. Maybe even holding his freaking hands while walking. Something I purely dislike doing. But you guys get the point. It would be nice to know, damn, he really likes me. Not for my beauty, age, or whatever. So my question for advice is, what should I do? I know it's a decision I must make on my own. Yeah, I like some external perspective. My emotions say, go for it. Tell him how you feel. And if he wants something too, you'll get it. My logic says, dude, why are you're going to travel anyway? Why having something more serious if you guys are going to split when you go? Thanks for your time reading this. Have a nice day. Greetings from Paraguay.
Okay, I have tea. Because okay. I actually talked about this in therapy today. And this reminds me of my ghosting situation. And mm-hmm. I was talking to my therapist about it. And was like, when I got into it, like, I didn't want to be in a relationship. And then weirdly, as time progressed, it felt like, okay, that's the next step. So, like, I had the mindset of, like, okay, dating is the next step.
Yeah.
And then also, I was super reserved and I didn't tell him how I felt when I did start liking him a lot. And although I don't regret anything, the outcome happened no matter what of me, the relationship ending. You know what I mean? Like, I was scared of me saying something to him and it ending. But that all happened eventually, you know? So I feel like it's all going to come out eventually. And in so many cases, I like reserve my feelings and like don't try to put on like this strong face, whatever. But that's only hurting you in the end, because like at the end of it, I was still hurt. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting there like, oh, I'm going to be strong so I don't get hurt. But at the end, I was still hurt. You know, it all happened no matter what. So my advice would be say it and everything else will work itself out. You know, if you're going to end then it's going to end no matter what. You know?
I feel like we had the same conversation after photographer. Well, yeah. I don't know why I said his name like that.
Photographer.
And I feel like I was like that for a long time too, until really I felt safe not to be.
Yeah.
Obviously I've grown a lot since then, but it like did take someone to like get me out of my like shell, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's a huge thing actually, and I realized that today when I was talking to the therapist, is maybe I'm not feeling it's the person who's not making me feel secure enough to say this is how I feel, because in my mind I know that I might not get the response that I want. So do you want to be with someone who, and you can always say like, oh, maybe he's feeling the same way and he just is reserving himself as well, but like usually that's not really the case.
I also feel like someone with that age difference is he should, if he's 42 years old, be able to
communicate
his feelings to you. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even say that it would be that bizarre if he says like, look, I really like you and I want you to be my girlfriend, but like, I need this to be quiet. Yeah. I want to have that title with you. I want you to like meet my family and stuff, but like around campus, like that's really bad. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I understand the professionalism of it where it's like, why don't like, let's be together and then like see where it goes. Cause like
he no has professor, a lot on the line. Yeah,
like, and it's his career.
No professor wants to be known as the person who's dating with their ex student.
Yeah.
Like, so, no, I don't think anyone really wants that reputation. So I understand that, oh, let's not hold hands around campus.
Yeah.
Because imagine if you saw your professor, you're like, wait, what the fuck? She was in my class.
Yeah.
And so, now they're holding hands.
I totally agree with those boundaries, or like I understand them. But I definitely think someone that is that old, if he wanted to guarantee that you felt like a priority. And like, because the thing about guys too that I feel like I've learned is they don't want someone else to have access to you.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, they don't want that unless they're okay with it.
It took me a long time to realize that too, because I didn't want to admit that maybe these people didn't care. Yeah. You know?
I mean, I was like that forever too.
Yeah.
I seriously think like sometimes like having someone take you out of that is like the best thing, because it's like the only way to like shake your head being like, no.
Like, oh, this situation is different. And you would feel that safety and security if it was there, you know? Because no, I don't think any previous mindset, that can all be broken down, and someone who wants you is willing to work through like those kinks. Like, if you did have a mindset as like I have, is like, oh, the whole put on a strong face and like whatever, like someone can break that down if they want to. And I haven't found anyone who made me feel safe enough to act that way.
Someone that would want to be like if someone just went to you and was like, I really like you. And I feel like the only person that's really done that to you was, I forget what we call him on this, the guy you dated for a week.
Oh,
I think he was the one, and it was probably in like not the most pure way.
Yeah.
Like, he was a little malicious with it because he wanted, or maybe even he wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, that was, and that was the first person that, obviously it wasn't right. You broke up after a week, but like, he was the first person that I think you were kind of even opened the door to in that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was someone that was definitely like always saying like, oh my God, I like you so much. Like that.
The first person that ever communicated like their feelings towards me. And I will say, like, when someone communicates feelings towards you, it opens like doors for different types of honesty too, because then if you're feeling bothered about something, you feel safe enough to say like, hey, this is bothering me, because you know how they feel about you, so you don't question, oh, are they gonna leave me because I say, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I totally agree.
And also, I think that if it's meant for you, it won't miss you either. So say you do go study abroad, and what, you guys will find your way back to each other if you're meant for each other. And if you really do want to be together,
I feel like you're going to study abroad. I don't know how long it's going to be for.
Mm-hmm.
Did she say?
I think she said weirdly 5 months, but I might have totally made that up.
But I feel like also like,
if, or 5 weeks, five months is a really long time. Yeah.
Was it?
But 5 weeks is not very long.
And like, he could come visit you, like, even if it's not for us, like, he could come or whatever, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if he's like happy for, like, he's gonna want you to have those experiences, so he would be like, oh yeah, like, I'll come, or like, I don't know, like,
have fun, and like, you know, I'll be here when you get back. That's the security you deserve. And if you don't feel like you're getting that, then maybe it's just because it's never going to be there, you know? There, in those cases, there's not anything you could do to change the person and like how they're making you feel.
And like, when you guys just like, you just deserve someone that's like so obsessed with you, like in the best way.
And
like, you want someone that notices those things about you, and you want someone that's like, oh, do you need this right now? Or like,
yeah,
I'm so excited for you to do that. Or like, you, I feel like this would be better. You know what I mean? Like, you want someone that feels those things about you, and you're going to feel the same way about them. So it's like, so reciprocated that it's just feels nice.
Yeah,
like, you just want to feel nice. Okay. Next,
I feel like we low-key just spilled facts.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Okay, I have a topic. The okay was in there. Hi. Okay, I have a topic. I would love to hear you guys talk about, if you're comfortable talking about it. I'm in a 6-month relationship right now, and we've had a lot of good sex. The only thing is, I feel so uncomfortable with dirty talk during sex. I think my boyfriend's realized that and kind of stopped trying to incorporate it. I will literally do anything besides that, because hearing myself say sexual things for some reason just makes me cringe so hard. I also just never know what to say and overthink it too much to the point that it makes it not fun. I would just rather not. Do you guys have any suggestions for how I could get more comfortable with it? And is it weird that it makes me uncomfortable? LOL.
I feel like you shouldn't at all force yourself to feel comfortable with it, because if it doesn't come natural, it doesn't come natural. I hate dirty talk. It makes me so fucking awkward. Like, I shut down. Like, I will laugh when someone says something. Well, you know, I don't mind hearing it, but have no fucking clue what to say to you unless I'm really in the moment, you know?
I feel like I'm definitely not saying anything that you should say. I'm not saying that on a microphone. I'm sorry. But like, I feel like you could go listen to Call Her Daddy or something, or like look it up. But I feel like there's like common things you could say.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm more cringe when I hear a guy say it, because like girls are just hot.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'll just say random shit.
Yeah, I think.
But I would die if like I would just know.
I don't think someone can give you advice on it because it's so in the moment. And if you go into sex thinking, oh, today I'm going to call him daddy, it's so fucking awkward. And that's all you're thinking about is, when do I say it?
I think it's also not weird that you're uncomfortable with
it. No, not at all.
And I think I think you would literally bring up to your boyfriend and be like, you know how awkward I am about like dirty talk.
Yeah.
Like, is it something you really want? Like, I can work on it. And if he's like, oh, I don't really give a fuck, then it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's like, oh my God, honestly, I love it, then like maybe you can try to work on it. But like he might have been doing that because he thought that's what girls like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like just talk to him and be like, it's so awkward, like, do you like that? Like, it's not that weird. Like, don't say it during sex, obviously.
Yeah,
but like when you guys are hanging out, just say like,
it's okay to be awkward. And I think that can be cute. And people,
I'm like the
you
most
know?
Awkward person on earth,
like,
so.
It can be cute that you're awkward, but like, oh my God, if someone said, I literally can't, you guys. I'm the same way with that in sexting. Like, I don't know how to put sexuality into words.
I feel like
more actions for me.
Talking dirty talk during sex is like, freaks me out when it's like really like vivid.
Yeah, when it's super descriptive.
Like,
it's like
I'm just like,
oh,
more like,
my God,
just like awkward. But I'm like always awkward. So it's like, I feel like that's just like how I am.
Yeah.
So anyways, so we give you no advice, but I think just have a conversation with them.
That's just say if dirty talk is something that you really like.
You can just say like, I noticed like you used to like dirty talk way more, and like I'm obviously horrible at it. Like, it's so awkward for me, but like I don't want you to like be missing out on something if you really like it. Mm-hmm. So I can like try if you want. Yeah. And then even when you do that, like if you laugh during it, it would be like,
he would know. Yeah. Yeah. He would know that you were trying at least. And he knows that it makes you feel awkward.
Okay. Next. Hey, Rivenel, love you guys in the pod. I'm having relationship issues and would love to hear your opinion. I'm a senior in high school and I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 2 years. Things have been off for the past few months between us, and I feel like the relationship is starting to fizzle out. We're both going off to college and probably aren't going to the same college. We used to spend every day together, but lately I've been feeling like both of us are completely fine with not hanging out and just being by ourselves. The problem is I want to break up with him, but I'm not sure when or how to do it. I don't want things to end on, I was not expecting that, to end on bad terms, and I don't want all this small town high school gossip because I love and respect him. I would like to wait until after we graduate, but I feel like that's just leading him on for the next couple of months and not staying true to myself. I would love to hear what you guys think I should do, and also your opinion on high school relationships. Okay.
I think fucking, as someone who stayed in a high school relationship for far too long because it felt easy, break the fuck up with them. Like, you can respect someone and say, look, I need to go my separate ways, and you are disrespecting yourself by staying. I think it's more torture for yourself than it is him, because what he doesn't know doesn't hurt him. But you are going to bed every night thinking, fuck, I don't want to date this kid anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it's more disrespecting yourself than it is him.
I also
honestly
think, like, I mean, there are people that like marry their high school sweethearts, whatever, marry people that they like, met so young, soulmates, whatever. But I think the majority of the time, the person you date in high school, you're not gonna like marry. And obviously you're already feeling that way. So I feel like that's not even really the question. And I think most of the times, I mean, I had a pretty just like good high school relationship. Like, we like dated, broke up. It was like fine, you know? And now I'm just like, oh, like, he's so cute. Like, whatever. Like, I hope he's well. Like, I just have no ill will towards him.
I agree. Yeah.
I really don't know what he's doing in his life. But like, I saw him one time last summer. And I was like, oh my God, hey, like, how are you? I was so awkward because I'm literally the most awkward person ever. But
the longer you stay in it, a lot of the times that can build tension and arguments, and then you're setting yourself up for maybe not ending on a good term.
I don't know if this is like shitty, but isn't prom coming up? Like, you're probably gonna want to find someone new for, like, I mean, you know what I mean though? Like,
yeah, you want a new,
you kind of
want
to break up with him now so you have time to find someone new.
Just saying. Prom. You know what? I wish that I could, that fashion and TikTok and everything was what it was when I went to prom, because I feel like my outfit would have been so good. Like, I would have been going all out on my dress. Like,
do you know
so
what? Cute. I feel like I would have enjoyed high school a lot more if I, like, had a friend like you in high school.
Thanks.
Well, like, I had good friends, yeah, but I didn't have anyone that I was like, oh, I can go to everything with you. And, like, yeah, I always knew they wanted to go with other people, I felt, mm-hmm, like. So it was like, oh, this is awkward. I'm not the type of person.
You're not going to go alone.
No. Yeah. And I'm not, I don't know. I'm just like, wish. But I would say break up with him. Mm-hmm. It sounds like.
That one threw me for a fucking loop. I was not expecting
you
that.
Obviously already want to break up with him. So I feel like we're not even like telling you to break up with him. I would just say.
We're just validating how you feel. That's a super normal feeling in a high school relationship. And you also, once again, if you're meant for each other, you'll find your way back. And I think it's really, really, really important for high school relationships to grow apart. And you guys have to know what life is separately, or separate, whatever the fucking grammar is, before you guys can grow together.
One more thing. I feel like as soon as you get to college, it's like you start a whole new life. You're going to be so excited that you're going to be so happy that you can do it on your own and like meet new friends and all that stuff.
Oh my God. So you guys, I wasn't broken up. Well, I was broken up with my high school boyfriend, and then I moved to Chicago and I was like, I never want to speak to that man again. And he visited the first weekend, and like, I hated seeing him in Chicago. Like,
okay, wait,
this is my life.
This man fucking starts cussing me out and blowing up my phone about how I'm a bitch and stuff. I'm like, I don't even know your girlfriend.
Because he thought that Riv was turning me to the dark side.
Yeah, like I was turning her against him.
I really feel like it was the opposite.
And I was like, I don't even know this bitch. Like, what's going on?
Like, I was already on the dark side, babe.
It was like so funny. But anyways, he was literally blowing up my Instagram DMs. I had to block him. I was like, block him. I was like, are you sure that's kind of mean? She was like, block him.
He was like, bitch, you shop at TJ Maxx.
Yeah, he was like calling me poor and stuff. And I was like, okay, that hurt, but all right. like, literally, I am poor.
Like, nice to meet you, Rev.
Yeah. He literally was like, literally bullying me. I was like, all right. So, okay, last one, guys. Okay, my advice that I think would maybe be a fun little topic to touch on the pod is, what are your thoughts on guys checking out girls in a relationship? Just male human nature and get over it? Or should it be a quick chit chat because my self-confidence has been shot for a solid year and a half?
There's extents to that.
Yeah. I think baseline, it's not male nature. I think it's just human nature.
Yeah.
Like, my boyfriend will always say, like, oh, like, we'll be watching a show and he'll be like, that girl's tits are huge. I'm like, yeah.
They are.
But I don't think that's, like, and I think it would be more weird if he was, like, not, like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And if I'm watching a movie, even if I like someone, it's like, oh, he's fucking hot. Yeah. You know?
Like, the more open you are with those conversations, like, it's, if it's weird, if it's, like, one person repeatedly, like, oh, my God, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, now I feel, like, a little bit awkward.
Also, you have to think, like, if it's celebrity, like, your man's not landing her, you know, like, no offense, but chances are he's not gonna land her.
And, like, also, I, like, get it when you're out and, like, I mean, I feel like it's just, like, if you're uncomfortable with it, I would bring it up just because it's probably making you, like,
it's gonna eat away at you. Yeah.
I know it's uncomfortable when, like, so you're, like, boyfriend or girlfriend is like checking someone out in front of you, and I think it's rude if it's like blatant, like over the top.
If it makes you look stupid, I think that's a different level to it.
But
if he like looks at a girl and is like, oh, she's so pretty, people can appreciate other people's attractiveness without making you look stupid and them wanting to look single. Like, if he's out checking girls out and like not touching you because he doesn't want to be seen with you, that's a whole different thing. And if he's making you look dumb, but if it's just like him appreciating other people's looks, I think that's fine.
I don't know if this is like weird, but like I think him being open with you about it
is a better sign than him hiding it.
Because it's weirder if he's sitting there thinking that girl's so hot, I'm not gonna tell my girlfriend that I think she's hot because I'm like,
maybe it could happen one day, kind of thing.
Which I think is like more weird. But like, if someone hot is out next to you, it's like, damn, she is hot.
Yeah. Also, I would get really uncomfortable if he was saying, oh, she's so hot about someone who's like in his circle. That makes you look dumb. Well, really, it makes him look stupid, yeah. But I can see how, like, I would feel like, oh my God, I feel so stupid right now. So if it's someone like super attainable in his circle and he's always mentioning like, oh, she's hot. Oh my God, she's a nice rack, blah, blah, blah. I would bring something up and say that really bothers me. And if nothing changes, kick him to the fucking curb. Like, he's a douchebag.
I've heard, okay, this like was something one time me and my wife were talking about something and he said to me like, just because it was like when we were like had been dating for a long time and mm-hmm. he had said something like, just because I like, or he was like, I'm at the point where I don't find girls attractive, like, like,
yeah,
in a way that's like more than they're attractive.
Yeah. He doesn't want to shoot his shot with yeah. them.
And we were like talking about something and I was like upset about something that was literally stupid. And he mm-hmm. like said that to me and I was like, oh, like that makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel the same way. Like I don't yeah. see guys in the way I did when I was single.
Obviously. You'll see a guy and think, oh, he's cute. And then say like, you should get his number about me.
Like I can, so like, I think if you think about it that way, like he's like, oh damn, like she has a fat ass. It's like, I wish I had her ass. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or like, I mean, I don't know what they would say, but like, do you yeah. know what I mean? Like if you think about it that way, where they're just like, it's human nature to be attracted to people. Mm-hmm. Like you're not going to get married and like stop being attracted to yeah. people. But I think your intentions behind it change so much that it's like, there's no sexual drive behind yeah. it, or like there's no desire behind it.
And there's nothing emotional.
It's just like yeah. literally
just thinking someone's yeah. attractive and appreciating that.
I think also too, like some people are like very blunt and like that, like they'll just like say what's on their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. some people aren't. So it's like if your boyfriend's like not like that and he's like going out of his way to be like, damn, she's hot, when yeah. he hasn't said anything for 10 minutes, I feel like I'd be like, okay, like nice to talk to you.
Yeah, like, I agree. But if he also is constantly giving you words of affirmation like, oh my God, you look so beautiful today, and it's very obvious that he finds you super attractive, I don't think there's anything yeah. to worry about. But if it feels like there's some weird backstory to it or it feels malicious, then I would just say something. And even if it doesn't feel that way and it's bothering you, maybe just yeah. say something and say, what, when you say those things, it's not because you want to have sex with them or any of that.
I think it's honestly just, bottom line, if you're uncomfortable, just talk about yeah. it. You said your confidence has been shot for so long. Like yeah. have a conversation about, like, you should not be in a relationship where you feel that uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He should be building you up. And I think also, now that I think about it, if he's constantly making you feel bad about yourself and then you're going out and he's like, that girl's hot, or like checking her out and stuff, that is an issue.
Yeah, that's really fucked up.
So I think you're totally validated on that front. And mm-hmm. if you're uncomfortable, if he's doing that in general, kick him to the curb.
Yeah.
If it's something that's in your mind and you just have if you're just self-conscious, then I would bring it up to him because he can't read your mind.
Yeah. T, love you guys so much. I hope you found our little rant well. And
I don't even think that was a short episode.
No, I think we recorded for a while. We love you guys so much. I honestly feel really good now that we've cleared the air a little yeah. bit. And remember, all of our socials will be linked down below. You rate us 5 stars if you want.
We have to tell you to
write in for next week if you want to, like, share more stories.
Should we start Ask Nick? I will literally call it that on our podcast.
Welcome to Ask Nick.
Yeah,
we're okay. Literally Nick fangirls. Okay, love you guys so much.
Love you guys.
Bye.